whenever the event happened back in 2017, the farmers in Inishowen and Donegal, which were impacted by the same storm on the same night, that they got compensated at the time. But there were a number of factors that were involved. We didn't have assembly functioning for a number of years. And of course, then it had to proceed under ministerial direction. So the minister, wherever he came into place last year, was one of the first issues that I raised with him, and since then. And he has deliberated, he's considered all of the issues, he's looked at the scale of the damage, he's actually paid a ministerial visit there himself, and thankfully now he has come down on the side of making the payments. And in terms of the timescale for it, he said to me yesterday at the Ulster Farmers Union AGM that the legislation should be in place by the summer, and this will be followed by a very simplified and straightforward application process. So hopefully farmers will be getting their money very, very soon.
Minister Poots could find himself distracted with other matters within his own party over the course of the coming weeks. He's one of the names being touted indeed as a viable candidate in the DUP leadership. With that in mind, is there any worry on your part that maybe this could get pushed on the back burner as he pursues other issues, or are you satisfied that this timetable is going to be adhered to from here on in?
Oh no, I'm satisfied because this is a ministerial direction which will be followed by, this direction will be followed by, well, if Minister Poots ends up not being the dear minister, the ministerial directive which he has now passed will be followed through by an incoming minister, if that turns out to be the case.